Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's listen to Memoraka and what she says with regards to this. Vanessa Makati Mraka, thank you so much.
Greetings, Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit listeners. I'm so blessed to be sharing on this topic, excommunication. Well, it's something that you don't hear of very often these days, especially in the congregations, in the churches, but it's something we still have to at some point maybe implement in the churches, and there's reasons for it. And I would like to make reference to the Old but also New Testament with regards to excommunication.
Yes.
Maybe just to define excommunication, it's a form of disciplinary action, you know, where you find that an individual is excluded or separated from the community. So that is actually what excommunication literally means and what comes to light. So if we think of leprosy, that is a very good example in terms of excommunication. When people had leprosy, they had to be excommunicated to the community, and they had to be in a separate place altogether where they are not in touch with anybody in the community. So, and when there is healing, they will have to be examined by a priest, and they would take the offering thereof, but still they would still, even if they are showing signs of healing, they still have to stay for about 7 days or so, still outside the community, just to make 100% sure that they are truly healed and there's no leprosy. And obviously there was an offering that you have to take in terms of being healed. Now, when we look at the Old Testament, in terms of leprosy can be, you know, the excommunication of leprosy is similar to, and I don't want to go into detail of that, similar to when one lives in sin. Because when you are living in sin, you are tainted and you are amongst people, and that can in some way, in some shape, form, or any way, you know, pull over to those who you are living with. Now, when we look at the Old Testament, there's two scriptures that comes to light with how one deals with this matter, and I'm going to refer to it as separation or a removal. I mean, it is excommunication, so it's got that connotation to it. So Leviticus 18 verse 29 speaks of serious sins, and in that chapter, in that phrase, we actually understand that if you do have to deal with something like that, you have to make sure that there is a separation that takes place. Deuteronomy 13 verse 1-5, and if you read that portion also, it actually is very specific. It deals with false prophets, and there is a form of excommunication with false prophets. It says, and I think it specifically speaks of one of the verses that says, you shall put away the evil from your midst, meaning you shall have nothing to do with that in your midst. Make sure that you do not sort of like align yourself or even be part of that. That is Old Testament. And the reason why I'm using this is just to show that, you know, throughout the Word of God, that if there's anything that is actually tainting you as a child of God in any way whatsoever, do not entangle yourself with sinful natures or sinful things. Do not even find yourself you know, a part of something that is evil. I want to also just phrase in the New Testament, we look at, I mean, this is now Paul speaking in the Corinthians and Thessalonians, but I want to start off first where Jesus spoke. In Matthew 18, I think it's from verses 15, between 15 and 17, that speaks of how one needs to deal with disciplining a brother. Now, this is what's still happening today in church, and we see that very often. And yes, I don't want to go into detail because that's really a topic for another day, but it's important to understand Jesus gave us an example of how one should work and deal with something of that nature, that where there is sin, when someone is unrepentive, that there's a way of dealing with someone who do not want to repent, or who's stiff-necked, if I can put it that way, doesn't want to repent. So when you read Matthew 18 from verses 15, it says, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you and go and tell him his faults between you and him alone, if he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more to hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear you, tell it in the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector," meaning it's someone that must be excommunicated. Now, 1 Corinthians 5 also speaks of excluding an unrepentant member. Mm. In other words, that has to do with exclusion from immorality. If you read 1 Corinthians 5, you basically hear how Paul speaks of how to deal with someone who's unrepentant, same way Jesus did in Matthew. Mm. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, it speaks of discipline and separation. Again, if there's any form of sin, any form of correction that is not being dealt with, or someone who's not prepared to repent and to be corrected, there's a way of dealing with it. And excommunication is a form of disciplinary action where an individual is excluded or separated from a community. That is what we are dealing with here. Titus chapter 3, dealing with decisive individuals. And there in Titus, it specifically says, reject them. So excommunicate them. That's basically what we get from this. And in the churches today, it's important that we still go back to the word and see how we need to deal with different sins in different ways, and how one needs to repent and cut off that sin in order to honor God in how we live and how we do things. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this topic and the insight thereof, and everyone that is sharing on this topic. I want to pray that you open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts to receive this word. And as we deal with this topic and many other topics on this this pulpit program, I pray that you give us the wisdom, that you give us the knowledge and the insight, that we can learn from this and that we can apply this in our own lives, and all of that be done to the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much to Vanessa Mraka. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's go to Soweto and talk to Kanyi Changana. Kanyi.
My name is Kanyi Changana, commenting on the theme for today about excommunication. Hmm. So first, excommunication is the action of officially excluding someone from participation in the services of the church.
Mm.
That is the meaning of excommunication. And I would again say, to excommunicate someone is to officially banish them from their church. So that is done when someone has sinned. So excommunication is when someone is officially banished. Now, what does the Bible say about that? What is the Bible saying about that?
Mm.
So there are a few verses that I want to quote that speaks about the excommunication. One is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the verses 1 to 5, where Paul was instructing the Corinthian church to expel the member that is practicing sins, you know. But what I love is that there is always a solution. The Lord always has the solution on whatever that is happening, because He is God of order, you know. Hence, there is excommunication, because He wants order. He is God of order. He wants us to live at peace. He is God of peace. And He doesn't want us to hate each other, you know.
Mm.
He doesn't want us to have intense dislike, you know.
Mm.
Because if we do so, nothing will work in the house of the Lord, of which He is God of love, and He wants us to love one another. So here is the solution. When someone sins, the Lord is now giving us the solution on dealing with the sin in the church. Here is the solution. The solution is found in the book of Matthew 18, I think the verses 15 to 17. Because God wants us to live at peace. He wants us to live a peaceful life, and He wants us to love one another. I believe that He wants us to be people of order. He does not want us to hate each other. So if it happens that there is misunderstanding in the house of the Lord caused by someone who is sinning, Jesus is coming with a solution. He is saying, if your brother sins against you, do not be silent and keep it within yourself. Let me read it. Yes. So it's Matthew 18, verse 15 to 17. It says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. Right? And secondly, if you did that and they do not want to listen to you, then you have to go to another person. So it says, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. So first is between two people. If they don't want to listen, you go to the second, or you go to the second or third person, you gather them together. If then they don't listen on that, they refuse to listen to you, they refuse to listen to other people as well that you have called, then you have to tell it to the church. Right? And Jesus is saying, and if they refuse to listen even to the church, then treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. So how do we treat a tax collector? Treating a tax collector is, you know, is to stay away from someone. So what he's saying, what Jesus is saying, if this person who has sinned is not listening even to the church, then stay away from that person. Shun away from that person. That is the solution from our Lord Jesus Christ. What I want to highlight is this. God is God of peace. God is God of order, and He is God of love. Hence, there is this solution of on what to do when dealing with the sin in the church. He is bringing the solution that you must address these things. You know, a person that is sinning must be addressed. If this person doesn't want to listen, then you stay away from that person. Then you excommunicate this person. I hope that you'll be blessed, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Kanyi. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this matter of excommunication.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to Dr. TC. What do you make of excommunication, beloved doctor?
Good day, everyone. Now, when you hear the word excommunication, you might imagine something drastic.
Mm.
A monk with a scroll, a candle being blown out, and someone being mustered off the church doors forever. It sounds like a medieval plot twist. But really, the story is a bit more nuanced. And dare I say, even hopeful. So, what is excommunication? At its simplest, excommunication is when a church says, hey friend, you are out of step with family rules.
Mm.
Until this is addressed, we are putting you on pause from the benefits of membership.
Mm.
It's like being benched in a soccer game.
Mm.
Not kicked off the team for life.
Not cut off.
But told, well, sit down, reflect, and come back stronger. Why does it happen? Historically, excommunication has been used when someone's action clashed loudly with Christian teachings. Think of it as a way of protecting both the community and the person involved. It says, your behavior is pulling you and possibly others away from Christ. We need to help you notice the seriousness of that. But here's the twist. Excommunication is not meant to be punishment. It's meant to be restoration. The goal isn't to slam the doors shut, but to open a window of reflection. In fact, the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 5, frames it as a step of love, tough love, to be exact. Let's lighten it up with a picture. Imagine you have been eating away too much cake at the every church potluck. Eventually, someone says, brother, for now, no dessert for you. Sounds harsh, but the idea is to help you remember that moderation matters, and one day you'll return to the dessert table wiser. That's the spirit of excommunication. It's not exile, it's rehabilitation. And the heart of it all, Christians believe no one is ever beyond God's grace.
Mm.
Excommunication doesn't mean God loves you less. It means the community is praying for you more. It's less like a life sentence and more like a strong nudge to come back home. So, next time you hear excommunication, don't think doom and gloom. Think of it as a church saying, we love you enough to be honest, and we believe enough in God's mercy to welcome you back. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. TC. Sweet and short there. I really appreciate. And send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support, and partnership to continue bringing
broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
All right, let's listen to Julia Mamaria Sefako, right in Cape Town in Parliament. Hey, Julia.
Good evening, Brother Ray. I greet you in the most beautiful name, the name of our Lord, the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The topic is excommunication. It is definitely a form of love, also a form of discipline. You know, God loves us, and because He loves us, He disciplines us. So even with excommunication, it is really a form of discipline, even an expression of love. What does it mean to excommunicate? Let us go to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 2 actually explains it, but for the sake of context, I will start with verse 1. I am reading. It says, it is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is that even pagans do not tolerate. A man is sleeping with his father's wife, and you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have gone into mourning and have put out of your fellowship the man who has been doing this? Exactly. Amen. Bazalan, this is from the scripture. This is from the word of God. So it basically defines in verse 2 what excommunication is. So I would say that excommunication is therefore defined as excluding from fellowship one who has been having a conduct that even pagans would not tolerate. So you can just imagine the state of a being or state of mind of somebody who would do something that even unbelievers would find unacceptable. So it would not send a message of hope and salvation for us as the Church of God to continue fellowshipping with somebody who does things that even unbelievers would not do. For example, in this case, verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 5, it says that there is a man who's sleeping with his stepmother. Unacceptable, intolerable. So we have to excommunicate such things and many other things that happen in the body of Christ that should have been excommunicated. But I must just say that when God disciplines, He does it from a point of love. So even ourselves, when we ever have to execute excommunication, it should have love in mind. It should be based on love. So what are the benefits of fellowship? Fellowship would bring encouragement, prayer, fellowship, being in a group of like-minded people, people who love the same Jesus that you love. And because of that, we tend to love each other as well. So you can just imagine if you are excluded from that community of people who love the Jesus that you love, that you also love. I mean, when we are in church serving together, we tend to grow friendship and certain bonds that we do not necessarily share with the rest of the world. That brotherly love, sisterly love, you will not get that in other communities, whether it's a work or business community. It will not reach that point. So when you're excluded from that, you are given a moment of reflection. You need to reflect. You need to think about your conduct. Think about the disrepute that you are bringing to the body of Christ. Think about how much you have undermined the word of God. And also the stumbling block you are becoming to someone else's salvation. Because if what you are doing, even a pagan would not do, you can just imagine how much you are harming or you are becoming a point of reference to people who would not come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ or become born again. So it is definitely necessary, but I must say that it should not be done to judge or to think that you are better than that person. We should not really stretch it that far. We're doing it solely to bring that person to a moment of reflection so that they can truly learn that what they did is wrong, miss out on fellowship, and be sorry and want to really work on themselves so much that they would actually join back to fellowship.
Sure.
Bazalwane, discipline is important for relationship with our God. If you look at Hebrews 12 verse 8, the Bible says that it is authentic relationship if you are corrected. It is true sonship, in other words. It is highest quality of relationship. Because if you do not receive discipline, correction, you are not really into the sonship realm. You are just merely an acquaintance of God and not in that deep relationship of sonship. In sonship, you will make mistake and you will be corrected. And it's actually, I think it's a communication of love, as I said earlier on, to say that when we are corrected, it is a symbol of love. Hebrews 12 verse 9 further speaks about discipline as a form of training, because I did say that when somebody is excommunicated, they'll miss out on the benefits of being a Christian, fellowship being one of them, learning together being another, sharing, encouragement, that community of believers that you will never ever receive that kind of fellowship. The fellowship that you get from the community of believers does not exist anywhere else. Even if you can go to the most richest of the societies, you will not get that love that you will get from a community of believers. So you are going to miss out of that. And because you're going to miss out of that, we are hoping that through excommunication, you can have a reflective moment, learn, pick yourself out, and also be trained in the ways of God. And hopefully next time you will not repeat the same mistake. Proverbs 22 verse 15 talks about it as tough discipline because of rebellion. So it is needed, that tough discipline, excommunication being a form of tough discipline, because somebody is excluded from fellowship, formally excluded, not fellowshipping with the church, with cell groups, with, I don't know, now in the world of social media, maybe also unfollowed, etc. You are driven to the point of isolation, so that at the end of the day, you will be trained in the ways of God, reflect, and come back to repentance. Amen. Amen.
So, thank you so much, Julia. I really, really appreciate.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
All right. We have heard our guests with regards to this. And the most common part of what I heard from them was excommunication being some form of discipline. And when I read in the word, it's to cut off. And the notion of it being some form of discipline, isn't it then that is suspension? That one is suspended from the community of believers with the intention of rehabilitating them. In the manner of the excommunication we learn about and those that we have seen happening, we don't see any form of rehabilitation. As our guests were talking, that perhaps this person shall, you know, resonate, come back and start to see that they have done wrong, you know. In that it should be in that context in the church. If excommunication should mean that, then it should be in the context that they are speaking about. But is it really in that context? Is it really in that intention of tough love? Is it really in that intention of correction, rebuke, approval, and reproof? Is it in the notion of restoration and restitution as we see? Do we see or have we seen any result from any form of excommunication that has taken place that would give a nuance that indeed one basically has turned away from wickedness? We're talking about that. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Let me come to you. Now many people, our guests, were referring to mostly the New Testament, except for our first guest who did not do that, that is Vanessa McCarthy Mraka. She really went on to the Old Testament and made reference. And all are speaking in terms of correction and rebuilding and restitution and restoration. The examples they gave are making quite a lot of sense. Now, when we come to the issue of excommunication, we looked at Leviticus. I'd like us, after Leviticus, just to look at Numbers, perhaps, maybe, and give it to you, Apostle Phumlamfene, to really elaborate on what you've heard and what is taking place and what should be taken into consideration when we speak of excommunication. Does it mean the things we heard today, or has it gone on to actually mean something else rather than what it should mean, you know? And that is what I am looking into. Now, in chapter 9 of Leviticus, I want to look at some few verses. Sorry, in chapter 7 of Leviticus, I want to look at some instances where really there is quite a lot being made reference to the aspect of the issue of excommunication. Send us your WhatsApps. I see. Thank you, women of God. Thank you. Is it Petra? Thank you so much, Brafil. I see those voice notes there. We will play them. Now, Apostle, let me bring this to you. I am looking at Leviticus chapter 17. I want to rush to chapter 17 because they all say the same thing. I want to rush to chapter 17 and then look into it as to what it implies. It says something quite amazing, but similar to the others. 17 verses 9 and verses 14. Verse 9 says, then Moses brought all the rods from before the Elohim to all the children of Israel, and they looked, and each man took his rod. And says, and the Elohim said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back and the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die. Thus Moses did as commanded, so he did. So children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, surely we will die, we will perish, all perish. That is what happens with excommunication, means being separated from the Elohim, you perish. And Juliana Maria spoke about the separated from the benefits of fellowship when it comes to that. Separated from the benefits of fellowship when it comes to that. Something quite amazing there. And when you look into it, you really start to see indeed. The father says these with their complaints and all that could be put away, and this would mean, and they say themselves, if we become excommunicated like that, we will die. What comes to mind, Apostle?
Yes. Yeah, because the way we Bianca thing and the way the word of God is Bianca thing is so careful. Because remember when you get excommunicated, you get banned, you get cut off from the community, and you also get cut off from being in the presence of God. you get cut off in terms of
the birthright.
Yeah, so now that literally on its own can eventually lead to death, not especially also spiritually. You really, really die. I initially gave an example of this man that after, you know, Afambotsi, he was excommunicated, or like Eoyona, nearly excommunication, as non remission, as non any second chances. Or it was, you know, like when you start a church and you have your board there, and the community there. So that's the community that did that. But back to the scripture that you have quoted, or truly, when somebody is excommunicated from the community of believers, simply because in Old Testament it would have meant you somehow violated the covenant of God. So because you have done that, so for you to feel the pinch, you know, so that when they've banned you, but also at the end of the day, Joe, the idea behind excommunication, also whether in Old Testament or in New Testament, is people should eventually come to a point where they have realized that men refumbled. But unfortunately, Joe, honale, the cases are very, very serious. You know, that people who are literally unrepentant, who continue to be engaged in things that are not acceptable according to the Word of God, according to the standard of the Word of God, and also according to the church standards and practices. So, and those literally excommunication, I think, should be like born. You don't even come back, or the march on Osabowa. Because, you know, because such people, when they continue to be pampered, when you get excommunicated, remorseful. Even a bed the Old Testament where you said that eventually there's death. Remember your livelihood, you're also risen for living as a child of God. Get our community. That's where we grow. You know, that's where we are able to learn. That's where we are able to encourage one another. So when you don't have, imagine, man, let's be practical. If you're excommunicated from a group of believers, then when you get, where do you get your encouragement from? Like I was around to like give a hate, and sometimes you look at him going to go and affair that all the police is it. So imagine when you're excommunicated in that kind of a scenario. You're going to be mocked, and about every level of Nero, Nero feeling it's like, we knew what, you know, going back, I was alone back out. They are not here. And that on its own, it's a serious mess. It can really cause somebody spiritually or, but like somebody said something, and it is important that we need to learn, and we need to let's repent so that we are able to be excommunicated. Even when you've been excommunicated, and when you know her, so somehow you can't expect her. I mean, paint this scenario. And the next day, but in Tatoma Kamobulatin Tumor, this Murutumaka Mobulatin Tumor very sent, and this is what is happening. Nakona excommunication, you got in Alema, so that people, because they sing well, because they do this well, they get away with everything, so they can just mess up and so forth and so on. So even when new people come, Baba Tola Veleba mess up, and it's like, this is how things are done in the church, then it's not even supposed to be so. I have another example, but it's a recent example as well. This person says, Nahana, my PA, she's a lead worshiper, okay. They told her I'm pregnant at the first time, so I had no choice, I guess, communicated. Okay, fine. And then Bamurustor after 9 months. So Bona Pirotawana it for 9 months. So after 9 months, he gets restored back, and then go for a year. And also nearly, by the way, goes for a year, you know, because obviously it's powerful. They've been missing it. The church is excited. He's now back. As the church is in that atmosphere where they're excited, then he falls pregnant again. And then my question was like, what then? Kerano, I'm asking you that. I'll get Kayagili, or Mototel, I toot, Piaka, as a servant of God, Kamo, or leader worship. So clearly there's something that is wrong. And allow me to say to somebody who's listening, maybe sometimes, before we can even rush to the issue of excommunicating people, more especially those who are prone on repeating the same error all the time, even after they've been excommunicated, but still banale passion, because some when we excommunicated Taiwan, they just like, okay, it's like, no one's ever emitted that chance, and then they don't return back. They decide to, but those who come back, and they come back with the zeal and the passion, and then bang, they repeat the same mistake. Probably in such instances, and we need to find out or not, thinking about this person, even the teachings, apply. Because that's also another thing. If we find ourselves in the body of Christ as communicating certain individuals, it means somehow we hear the word of God, but we don't internalize the word of God. We don't apply it. And then we shall apply, and then the fumble, and also the kind of people that you hang around with should be the people that you are always encouraging us to do right and live right. Marulurbanu and I want a different set of friends. We have friends that you chill with them after church, and you speak a different language from your friends that you have in church. When you go to church, you have people who speak church language. You definitely will be prone to do things that are contrary to the word of God. And as a result, unfortunately, when you're a leader, then the best thing that can happen to you is that you should pause. Honest, when I pause, I don't even need to be excommunicated. Just pause, refrain. Come out and take time out and say, look, let me reflect back on my action and try and find out how do I then stop doing this that I'm doing? And if I come back to the body of Christ, give me restored, how do I avoid repeating the same mistake? And holy be allo then, even about the excommunication, there'll be lesser and lesser. Because now we are healthy people, and we are growing, and we are applying the word of God.
Sure. I hear you. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this very notion of excommunication.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
9657 Media Voice Radio Pulpit. I'm looking at Numbers chapter 9 from verse 13. It says, but the man who is clean and is not on a gin and ceases to keep the Passover, the same person shall be cut off from among his people, because he did not bring the offering of the Elohim at its appointed time. That man shall bear his sin. Excommunication, you are cut off so that you should bear your sin. What's your take? Mutimakam?
Yeah. Unkulunkulu ubeke umthetho ukuthi na umuntu kumele aletha the offering endlini kaNkulunkulu. The offering is lo uNkulunkulu ayibekile. So anyone angayilethi offering. That is why even ku Deuteronomy chapter 16 at the 7 days niyakuza for a festival, but no man shall appear before God empty-handed. So the offering uNkulunkulu uyibekile ukuthi mayibe khona endlini yakhe. Even namathithi wabekile ukuthi mababe khona. So uma umuntu angezi nayo kwelesi sikhathi esiphila kuso, asikwazi ukuthi sikuxoshe, but ke uNkulunkulu yena is the one who will deal with you. Maybe he's the one who will excommunicate you. We understand. So loko kuyinto ekhona le lapho. Then ke kunokunye ke mfundisi wami engicela ukuthi na ngifuna kuyicela ku community yonke emamele iRadio Pulpit kuthi whenever you join a church cela i constitution yebandla, because sometimes uzosithola ukuthi uyexcommunicate nginto wena wayivuma ukuthi uzoyenza kwalele bandla unga understandanga, then ucabanga ukuthi baganga ngawe, kanti inkinga wena okwakho awuzanga ucela umthetho wesisekelo webandla. Wonke ama-organization akhona ane-constitution yawo. Kungakho ubonile umfana lo waseshiho bamxosha ku-organization ngo-2012, uyamkhumbula njengoba se-lead FF. Kungakho ubantolo misha bamxosha ku-ANC njengoba ku-UDM. Uyambona no-S Mahashule bamkhomba emnyango, uyabona nabo bahlala Jacob Zumo, ngoba i-organization yinomthetho isekelo wakhona walapha. So even kwi-community kankulunkulu kune-constitution yezwi likankulunkulu, then kune-constitution yebandla, zihlukile lezinto. I-constitution yezwi likankulunkulu liwunkulunkulu okukhulumayo, but i-constitution yebandla yihlukile manje kwe-constitution kankulunkulu, because lela in addition, in order to support somebody not unkulunkulu. So umunye nomunye uma ngaba ujoina a certain church makacela i-constitution. I know ukuthi abafundisi abafuni ngo-constitution, because uma ucela i-constitution bakubona lokho ngathi uhlakaniphe kakhulu lola. Mina ngikhuluma nje ngoba kukhona lapha nkinga esicommunicate-wa khona ngendaba yokuthina inceko yibekwayo izandla ukuthi izoqhuba umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu yinamakhosikazi awu-2. Ngakomplaina ngathi no, ayikho kuBhayibheli. Ngakomplaina ngathi no, ayikho kwezwi likaNkulunkulu into enje. Umuntu ubekwayo unonkosikazi one according to the Bible. Umadi eThibodi ukubekwa umuntu unonkosikazi ubani, bathi no, uyadelela ke lo mfana edelela. Bangikhomba indlela ngoba babezama ukukhava izinto zabo, because ibandla kusilwane ibandla likaNkulunkulu, ibandla lakho. Kunebandla likaNkulunkulu, kunebandla lomuntu. So ibandla lomuntu ileli nomthetho esisekelo womuntu, but ibandla likaNkulunkulu umthetho esisekelo izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Ngikuzwa kahle. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Talk om Tweni in Tuduza, Nigel says, ngiyabingelela kwelihle igama lika Jesse Mnandi. Bafundisi bami, mina ngiboni ukuhle ukunquma umuntu ekukhonzeni inkosi. Umuntu makasaphambukile emthethweni kaNkulunkulu uyabuyela kuze azisole, acele ukuthethelelwa nguJesu ngoba yena akabheki njengabantu. Kungakho asho kowesifazane obanjwe ephinga wathi ongenasono kamkabhe ngetshe. Zikhona ezibonakalayo izono, bese kuba khona ezingabonakala emehlweni abantu. Ngokwami ukubona akukuhle ukumisa umuntu ekukhonzeni inkosi. Umuntu akaziyele yena kuJesu nalokhu okumhlulayo. Ngiyabonga. Thoko Mthweni eduduza eNigeria. Eish, ayikhumbula le ndawo bathi kusephumla mqashi.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Brafil.
Evening. Pastor Ray,
thank you.
And the rest of the house, let the church say amen.
What? Excommunication?
Yeah.
It used to be a painful thing. Uma vele unqonywa wazi naye umuntu ukuthi yes, ngikangile. I was once excommunicated and I felt like I lost it all. But Twice was I excommunicated. Three times was I excommunicated.
Mm.
And in these cases, the second and third cases, I get excommunicated with my hands lifted high in church and say, whatever sin I committed, I surrender. Mm. I got excommunicated. Mm. Well, and Alessus Cardi, Naleo Sunday, Guze, Mfundisi Msiza, Dr. Kumbi, and the whole executive. So strange now, but they couldn't stop it, or maybe they didn't understand.
Mm.
But after the service is gone, but Bazalwane nimnquma njani uSikhosana ephakamisa izandla ebandleni, how do you do that? But it was done.
Mm.
And it was undone, uncorrected. However, unqunywa abantu vele omunye wabo lama leader, le leadership, ama deacon, during the week he's been texting one of the women in church to say, asihlangane ndawo ndawo. On Sunday I get axed. You know? So, but God is good. I was toughened. It was a way to get Brafield tough in heart, in spirit, soul. I never mind these days. Ukunquma umuntu, mangimnquma umuntu, vele senqunywe umoya ongcwele. Because umoya ongcwele speaks. Angeke kwenzeke ukuthi ngone sin, live sinful life for the rest of my life without anybody coming to me. And that anybody would have been sent by God, the Holy Ghost, for me to repent. If I don't repent, then I qualify to be axed. So, ukunquma umuntu, yes, unqunywa because kunesono. And asimnqumi simlahle, simnquma ngothando. Excommunicate to make the person do right, come back to God. Hayi ukuthi ayolahlwa kwe-dustbin engekho for abantu. So, ziyasikhulisa lezi zinto. I don't mind ukunqunywa. Futhi ke I'm immune. Now manje I'm a pensioner, I'm done now.
Yeah.
I just live blameless before the Lord.
Mm.
And ngqunywa nje ngokuthi but you're making too noise in church when you worship.
Mm.
and if David didn't make noise in church, I probably wouldn't do it. But because God is worthy to be praised, when nalo ngqunyiwe akusho ukuthi akaparticipate in worship. Uya participate and it is the church business activities and stuff like that. So being excommunicated must get a person to repent. Ayukumlahla. Simbuyisa ngothando, man. Hey, le leadership ingenathando le iyahlupa because kungena nabantu abangazi lutho ngensindiso. Keyboardist, worshippers are doing things outside church. Hey, uNkulunkulu makasize, man. See, we need to be holy in all our activities, day, night, center. Uthi Deuteronomy 11:8. By day, speak the word. By night, speak the word. You walk around, speak the word. Be blameless. Be fair. Be just. Please God in our existence. God bless us all. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Brafil. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, man. And he says he's so immune to it. He's even a pensioner. He's so immune to it. You could just see also the anger that comes with that, but also the pain that comes with that. Yeah, we are coming to the end of the show and the final comments coming up just after this. Now, what we have gathered is that our guests were speaking of excommunication in the sense of rehabilitation, restoration, restitution, and discipline, and tough love. What I was reading in the word intentionally so was to show the intensity of excommunication, which implies that it would mean that you cut someone off, you take their privilege of membership or of citizenship. You take their privilege of rights, benefits, and privileges. These are not returned to them. The children of Israel understood this very well when they said, oh, we will die if this happens. We will surely die. Basically, it's a condemnation of a sort. Discipline should be discipline. Suspension, rehabilitation, rebuke should be that. And it should be named as such, so that the concept of excommunication does not become misappropriated. Now, I say this because not of those who implement it, but on those who have an opinion in thinking that it has been apportioned to them and therefore they live with resentment and say, I'm even immune to that thing. It becomes a sad experience. Finally, what do you say? Let me give you a minute each. Let me start with you, Apostle. What do you say finally?
Finally, excommunication is actually not meant to literally destroy people. When you read in the book of Revelation 2, verse 5, the Bible says, remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen and repent and do the works that you first did. You know, so when you are excommunicated, in essence, you're given an opportunity to really repent, reconsider, be remorseful, and admit that I've messed up and I'm willing to do everything it takes to be incorporated back into the kingdom of God and continue with the work that I used to be. So simple as that.
Absolutely. Mfundisi Makamu, ekugcineni, what say you?
Incwadi yaba Galatia ithi those who are strong mababambe laba aba weak. So uma ngaba bakhona abantu sibabonayo ukuthi la ba weak, asibabambini, sihambe nabo. Abanye siyofika nabo bangenayo, so abanye siyofika nabo bangena ndlebe, kodwa asihambeni nabo instead yokuthi sibalahle. Ulahla kuphela umuntu, ulahla uNkulunkulu, hayi thina, kodwa thina masiyenzi izwi simdisciplina ngothando, hayi as irevenge. Inkosi uMsamayibusisi.
Thank you so much for that. And of course, I want to say much of the times, the notion of discipline, the notion of suspension, the notion of conduct, appropriation, the notion of, one being brought into line with structural behavior should not be misunderstood as cutting someone off. Neither should it be implemented as a means of cutting off. If there's a temporary breaking away, it should be that in that process of breaking away, this person is attended to by a particular group of people who are strong, who would be able to bring that back. I'm going back to what Pastor Gam said. Said those who are strong should be able to bring back those. If the shepherd was able to leave the 99 sheep and go for the one that was lost, check. Yes, check that one. Why was it lost? Because it was wayward. It did not stick to the rest. It did not stick to the rule of the law of the way, of the direction. Yes. So it had to be recovered. So I feel we need to do that. Otherwise, we have a lot of people who are hurting, a lot of people who are persistent on worshipping the Father, but now they are doing it in a reactionary mode of anger and revenge. And it's no longer good. It doesn't serve the Father very well, because he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Anyway, thank you so much to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. We talk again the coming week. We are talking about self-exaltation next week.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Apostle.
Shalom, Muriti Makamo to you and to our listeners. We meet again next week same time. God bless you.
Thank you very much. And of course, also, thank you to Mfundisi Makamo. Mfundisi Amina and Kensil.
Kensil and Mfundisi Amina, Muriti, my apostle, we are good to have time to. Gabong.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. May the Father do you good, sir. And of course, thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for listening. Thanks to our guests. Thank you for talking to us. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. And we are grateful even tonight that he guides us into all truth. Thank you very much. Tuda! Rabah.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.